T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, one of my all-time favorite Mets, of course, and that is Cliff Floyd. And before I bring Cliff in, Cliff is going to be in New Orleans this weekend for the Andre Dawson Classic, which puts a spotlight on historically black colleges and universities and their baseball programs. Cliff and Scott Braun will call Saturday's Florida A&M University against Eastern Kentucky University game live, MLB Network, 8 p.m. Eastern. And fans can visit MLB.com to learn more about MLB's diversity-focused youth programs. One of my favorite Mets of all time. I always call him, I hope you don't mind me calling you Uncle Cliffy, but that's it's very affectionate when I do that, Cliff. And that, of course, is Cliff Floyd of MLB Network. Cliff, how are you?
Good, man. How you feeling?
I'm not too bad. Tell us a little bit about this game you're going to be calling coming up this week.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, you just gave some good points about the Classic. They just renamed it, my friend and Hall of Famer, Andre Dawson. Yep, Andre Dawson Classic. And you know what? This is the first time in the 12-year history of the tournament that they have 7 HBCUs, right? And I think, and that's an all-time high. And I think what we're seeing here is by having this round robin tournament,
right, you know,
you're getting a chance to sort of look at these colleges as viable options to go play baseball, which is incredible, right? Because while the game is getting better and you're seeing more diversity, you still seeing athleticism when I go there and call these games on these fields, and the excitement of the exposure of being on TV. That, to me, is awesome in itself. And just as you know, and another point, as you mentioned, when you have it is baseball oriented,
right?
And Philly is amazing, but they have so many other different things there. We had a youngster last year call a whole game, introduce all the players. He was 16 years old. Mm. He was a part of the youth academy. So right, so it's different. It's different avenues to go down in this great sport. And it don't have to be baseball.
GMs,
you know, broadcaster, analyst, and so on and so forth. So I think that's the one appreciation I get of going there. Unfortunately, I took over for the late Daryl Hamilton, who was my colleague over at MLB Network. But it's just, you know, it oozes of opportunities in getting these kids to get out the house and get into something constructive away from there.
Yeah, and that's all good stuff, Cliff, really. Daryl Hamilton was another former Met. Yes, exactly. Died at a much too young of an age, and no question about it. And we are talking to our good buddy Cliff Floyd. All right, let's start with what's going on with the free agency, Cliff. I mean, here we are. It's Valentine's Day, and we're sitting here with Manny Machado hasn't signed, Bryce Harper hasn't signed, Dallas Keuchel hasn't signed, Craig Kimbrell hasn't signed. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, it's frustration, but I also believe that, you know, and I've said this and I've said it a lot, and I want our listeners to understand where I'm coming from. I'm pro player always. You know that.
Sure.
I think the most important thing is to understand that you need a plan B in your left pocket when plan A ain't right. That's just how I've always believed it.
Right.
And I will never tell you what that dollar is for you or your family, but I do know this. When you have opportunity to look at some different options and understand from a business standpoint how the game has changed economically, then you have to know that you might not get what you always want. Now, I'm never going to say what you should get, because I know the game has changed since I've played this game. In my last, time on the field was 2009. I understand inflation. I understand how these things work. But also understand that you have to provide for your family. You have to understand that, you know, while the game is changing, the business savvy side of you should know that plan B, whatever that is, has to make sense for you and your family, but it has to be in place, and you have to now take control. Now, look, has a percentage gone up from last year as far as how many free agents are sitting at home as opposed to what they are now? Yes. But is that cool? Is this cool to still panic and feel, you know, that emptiness of is a phone going to ring and be a good enough offer for me to accept? We don't know. And that's the uncertainty that I never want to feel in my heart, and I never want to have my family feeling. So I just always look at plan B as something that has to come to existence.
You know what, though, Cliff? I mean, we all talked last year when you know, we had a similar situation, and it was late in the year. We even got into spring training. Guys still hadn't signed, you know, solid right. names hadn't signed. And everybody was talking about, well, just wait till this year when Bryce and Manny are free agents, and, you know, they're both young. They're both 25, 26, and everybody's going to be and look what's going on here. I mean, I almost get the impression that we are headed, and I would not want to see this, but the next collective bargain agreement, we may be headed for some kind of a labor stoppage here.
Yeah, well, I look, that side of it is the most uncomfortable side. When you start mentioning it, I start to, like,
you cringe. Know,
cringe, right?
Right? Of course.
You start to get uncomfortable, and I've dealt with that stuff before, and it's horrible. It's
right.
horrific for
of
the
course.
Game, and our fans deserve better. But I do know this. Both sides are going to speak. But in that business stuff, I stay away from it. That part. I stay away from MLB and the union and that whole discussion. Do you have to prepare for it? Absolutely.
Right.
You're a player?
Right.
That's what I did. I prepared for what could happen. But do you want it? Obviously not. And I think it's too much money involved. I think the game is in a great position to be successful when you look at the sport and the guarantees. Contracts of our player, all these things look bright and the future's bright. We have youngsters coming in the game. You can't mess that up. So as far as that, I think once they start talking, they'll figure it out. But you never want to have the game, to your point, with the best young players sitting at the house.
Yeah.
Because in any other sport, it never happens.
No.
You go basketball, football,
no.
You even throw hockey in there. The best players are getting signed, and that's just bottom line. If you have a window of opportunity to win, then and you don't want the best players, then you're a fugazi. You're not really real. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because you talk about the other sports. When free agency happens in football and basketball, these guys are signed, like, within 2 days. Like in 10 minutes of free agency, there's, like, 20 guys signing already. In baseball, right? It goes on and on and on. And what's going 100%. On now? It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
It really is. And I think, you know, I don't know what happened with the situation in Philly, you know, with the owner talking. And, you know, look, if he don't sign a big name, and he has made some signings. He's made a couple signings.
Right.
But
right.
he was the first one that came out and said, I'm going to spend a boatload.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's sitting on his hands. That right there, maybe, I don't know who told him, you know, to chill out. I don't know. But what I do know is this. The two best players in our sport, or seven best players in our sport, or whatever case may be, all of them, in my opinion, are really good players. When you start, if you look at that list, I guarantee you it would shock you. Because it's more than the seven we mentioned. Those are the top tier. And they definitely shouldn't be sitting at the crib on the couch. But you have to look at that whole list and go, wow. You mean tell me Marwin Gonzalez can't help a
right.
squad?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You know, you just go down the list of you know,
yep.
and these
yep.
are super utilities. These are everyday players. These are starting. These are ones in rotations are still sitting at home waiting on opportunity. And that's the frustrating thing for me because I know that feeling. I know when the phone don't ring, and I knew when the phone rang a lot and I had multiple opportunities. You know which one I like the most, right?
Yeah, well.
Obviously, when the phone was ringing.
Sure.
And my agent was telling me, well, you want this or you want that? That's when this is supposed to be the most incredible time of your career. Red carpet rolled out. You're a free agent. You get to sign on the dotted line what you want. And it hasn't been that way.
No, definitely not. We're talking to Cliff Floyd, of course, of the MLB Network. All right, let's talk about the Mets. You know I got to bring up my team here, Cliff. They've made a lot of nice moves. I really think that. I think they're a much better team than they were last year, at least on paper. They're a lot deeper, no doubt about that. What's your overall assessment and what Van Wagenen has done so far?
Well, I love him, by the way. He's crazy. But I think he's come in, and with the craziness, he's brought some excitement. And I think that's what Mets fans were looking for, the excitement, you know. And then the expectations of, you know, like what of these signings, what's going to come of them? You know, you need Cespedes back before you can even mention anything about contending. I still believe you have a great opportunity to fight in a tough NL East division. I do. I really truly believe it. You shorten the game with the bullpen that he's assembled, but I still believe to solidify that lineup and have yourself in a position where you know every night you're going to go out there and you're going to put the pressure on that opposing pitcher every single day. You need Cespedes. And then maybe you can say, well, what about Thor? I think Thor will be fine. But the lineup to me is where you need length to be able to put pressure on that guy every single time. The lineup stays steady. You have your supporting cast players that are sitting there waiting for opportunities to play. You have a little fight, little competition in spring training for certain positions. But you know what's going to be the core of your lineup. That, to me, is a difference. But as far as the offseason, he gets an A. He really does. He gets an A for going out there and looking at what was needed and making sure that he got the job done.
Well, you know, to me, as a Met fan, I'll believe Cespedes is playing when he's playing, Cliff. I mean, I can't even look at him like he's on a team right now because who knows? He might. I'm looking at it like he's not going to play all year, to be very honest with you.
Well, then the team is, you know, if you want to tell, if you say 95 wins or 87 wins, he's that difference.
Right.
That's
right.
A lot.
No, of course.
That's the difference of, I'm a big sports fan, and I watch, you know, the NBA, I watch the NFL, I watch what Brady just did. I hear all the hoopla with the Celtics and Kyrie and, you know, Gordon Hayward and all this stuff. And I still believe in the superstar player. I do. I believe those are the ones that allow the other players in the clubhouse to not get complacent, mm-hmm. but to know mm-hmm. that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that guy there, it just allows everything else to sort of facilitate and sort of chill out and do what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see certain guys. He is that cornerstone player for me when he's healthy. And if you tell me he's not playing the whole year, in your opinion, then everything that's going on this offseason, it's going to be just all right.
Hmm. Would you get DeGrom done to a long-term deal? He said he's if it's not done by opening day, he doesn't want to talk about it during the season. How about that?
I would have had the dotted line when he walked in the door.
Right, right.
I almost go back to when Hawks had his blank check with the Cubs, right?
Right,
like,
right.
What you want? Certain guys, I've always said, you can ill afford to not be with. And he is a guy you need. He's another guy that when you look at the rotation, you look at 2, 3, and 4, 5, not 1. And if you let him out, which almost happened, I thought, last year, then nothing you do says one of opportunity for you to win consistently.
Right.
That's
right,
how I always
right.
see certain players. When you tell me we're trying to win consistently and we're trying to build a championship caliber type squad, if you don't have that type of player, then you really talking out the side of your neck.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm with you. They should get him done to a long-term deal. We're talking to Cliff Floyd of the MLB Network. All right, how about the Yankees? What's your thoughts on them going into the season?
Now, as far as off-season wins, Cass got an A+. He did. He literally did exactly what he needed to do to allow, you know, this to be a fun summer to watch. You know, obviously everybody has to stay healthy, but I think when you look at what he did as far as the bullpen, what he did as far as, you know, just making sure everything is on point consistently. You know, for Boone to go out there and put a good lineup out there to have a bench ready, I don't know what else you can do. Right, I mean, you're just hoping that CeCe gets healthy enough to go out there. I know they're going to try to take it easy on him this spring.
Right, right, right.
You know, he had the procedure done.
Right, right.
Knock a hose up. But other than that, where is there a hole?
No, right? I'm with you. I mean, I will say this. I am a little surprised, and it's not over yet, so who knows. But I am a little surprised they haven't signed Harper or Machado. I got to say that. I'm a little, because they are the Yankees, you know, Cliff?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I would say Machado, but then when I, you know, I fly into town to do my network stuff, and you hear around town that they ain't like the antics. They don't know if they really going to feel what Machado brings to the table every single night. I call him crazy, but for me, you know, they like Miguel Andujar, right?
Oh, yeah,
I just think when you look at where he's at, and look, is Manny Machado a superstar? Yes. But when you look at the team and how it's assembled right now, I think they really feeling themselves. And like I said, barring any injuries, this team is going it's going to be fun to watch what. And look, Boston has some question marks, right?
Oh yeah,
I mean, you got to look back into that bullpen.
Absolutely, Yep, yep.
So I think Cash won off season.
What about signing Tula? What about bringing Tulowitzki in? Because a lot of Yankee fans are like, you know, what are you doing? Tulowitzki is going to be the shortstop. Obviously, DD's hurt. But, I mean, what's your overall thoughts on that?
My overall thought is they saw something they liked. Now, I don't know if it's the instincts to back or, you know, the bat is going through his own a little differently. But Tulo's always wanted to be a Yankee. And I think, you know, seeing him last year in T.O. as I did those games up there, what I really saw in how Gibby talked about him, Gibby the ex-manager up there in Toronto, how he talked about Tula was he works hard every single day. He wants to be the best on the field. So I'm thinking the Yankees are going to benefit. They're going to reap the benefits of this. He worked his tail off last year to put himself in position to end his career the way he wants to. Now, if he gets to play, talking, I don't know, 60, 70 games, however Booney uses him, in that band box of a field in the Bronx, and he gets that swing back, he could play that park like Coors Field, right? I'm thinking, look, you know, if you don't have your feet up under you, then you no good. I've had both surgeries on my Achilles. I know the feel. So when your feet ain't right, you ain't right. But if his feet are right, you might be able to get Tulo to go out there and play for you. And he's not expected to be the Tulo of the Rockies. He's expected to be the eighth hole hitter for the Yankees.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, again, we're talking to Cliff Floyd. You mentioned the Red Sox. They had a historic year last year, really blitzkrieg through the year, 108 wins, blitzkrieg through the playoffs and the World Series and all of that. You mentioned the back end of the bullpen. Nobody's signed Kimbrel yet. Do you think they will try to re-sign him? I mean, and what about where the Red Sox are right now?
Well, look, I think you have to. You lost Joe Kelly.
Right,
I think, you know, the expectations on getting guys back healthy is always 50-50. You just don't know what those guys are going to be. Now, you know, from a rotation standpoint, you know, you look good. But I think if you don't get those precious three outs, then I don't know if I can consider you the team to beat, even though it has to go through you.
Right, right.
But, you know, because you just won the chip. You have the chip, right? But if you don't solidify those three outs, one of the best closers our sport has seen, I don't know if I can say you're the favorite when I look at what the Yankees did. Now, Kimbrel's still there. So if you make that move, then I think you jump back in the driver's seat. But until that happens, I'm not going to put my neck out there and be like, oh, yeah, they still the team to beat.
Who do you think is the team to beat in the NL East right now?
Man, you know, I like what the Braves have done. Obviously, they're young. Now they're vibrant. They dealt with adversity. They figured out a way to win down the stretch with some youngsters. Brian Snicker knows these kids like the back of his hand. I think they're doing some really good things. If I'm leaning towards a team right now, and I just saw that Jake Arrieta, even though he's going to be ready for the season and all this stuff, and I like what the Phillies are looking like. You put Hoskins back at first where he belongs. They have to catch the baseball in Philly. I'm still leaning towards the Braves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you tell me Cespedes, in your opinion, not coming back, I'm definitely leaning towards the Braves.
Right. Hmm. And now do you see, because I still think the Phillies are going to wind up with Machado or Harper. I mean, I really do. I mean, do you see that when all is said and done?
Yeah, I do. You know,
now that
crazy.
Changes the dynamic. Doesn't that change the dynamic stuff a little bit if that happens?
It's a huge boost for that city, for the team, for everything that's going on there. Because if you look at what the Phillies did last year, you know, they dropped the ball late in the season.
Yeah, no, they definitely did. No question.
Right?
Yeah, no, yeah.
They couldn't catch a cold after
right.
August.
Right.
So that to me is where you have to shore up. Now, when you tell me this is a difference maker, you bring the sure hands of a Machado in there, you're right, to go along with Gene Segura, who catches a baseball. And I've heard some different things off the field, which I never thought about Gene, but you're talking about catching baseball, you're talking about playing the game. They're gonna catch the baseball, which then allows, right, the young pitchers that they have to pitch the contact, to not have to be perfect. So now you're saying, look, well, I can pitch the contact. You know, the guys, I'm going to keep them on their toes. Now you have a whole different ball game because the ball is consistently caught. I'm getting double plays when I need double plays made. And it's looking like early in the season last year, or, you know, when we were balling out and we was at the top. And I think that changes the whole landscape if you tell me that Machado's coming to town. Do I want Bryce Harper? Absolutely. I mean, I do. I think he's changed a lot. I think he understands what was expected out of him as far as, you know, the roller coaster of a season he had last year. And he would literally annihilate that ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. When do you see these guys signing? I mean, and who? If I ask you right now, Harper's signing with who? The Phillies?
You know what? I'm going to tell you real quick. Harper goes back to D.C. People call me crazy.
Okay.
I don't think anywhere else fits him unless you're telling me Philly and the owner where I just talked about says, all right, forget it. He goes $400 million. He goes $450 million. Can I get both of y'all services, please? Right. And I think Machado goes. I really think Reinsdorf is going to give Machado a lot of money.
You do. So you think he's going to the White Sox. So you think Harper's going to stay in Washington and Machado's going to go to the White Sox?
I think Machado's going to the White Sox.
Wow.
I think, and it's crazy to think that, but unless my man in Philly steps up and goes, here, I open my mouth, now I'm going to, you know, now I'm going to save faith. He goes the money, come on to Philly.
Mm. Before I let you go, I got to bring this up because as a kid who, you know, I'm an old man, Cliff. I'm 65. So I grew up watching baseball in the 60s. And I saw all the great players in the 60s. I saw Mantle. I saw Willie Mays. I saw Henry Aaron. You know, we go right on down the line. Clemente, you know, all these guys. And a guy who I always thought was right there with every one of those guys, every bit the player they were. And obviously, you look at him. I mean, we know what he did. And that, of course, is Frank Robinson, who just passed away a week and a half, whatever it was ago. But overall, what were your thoughts on the great Frank Robinson?
Incredible man. Had a chance to play for him. It was an honor. When I got to the Expos, he was there.
Right, right.
And just how he went about his business, the things he said, you felt like you was talking to your pops when you talked to Frank. You know what I mean? Like he just put his hand on you and go, son, what you doing at the plate? I go, Frank, I don't know. You know, why don't you just see the ball and hit it? I go, okay, well, it's that simple. I'm going to go out there and hit it. All right? And he just had a casual conversation with you. He could relate to everybody. And I think, you know, when he was in the room, you know, I think everybody felt comfortable. Now, look, he was fiery now, right? I mean, I remember Tony Armas Jr. flipped in the ball up on the mound. And Frank almost chastised him when we got back to the clubhouse. Frank, you know what I mean?
No, he was tough as nails. I know that.
Oh, he was tough on you. But, you know, and I think that was the hardest part for him as a manager was his expectations of the players.
Right, right.
But as far as a man, as far as being comfortable and being solid consistently every day, oh, Frank was that dude, man. You know, everybody has to go, but when you see, great, great, great people like Frank Robinson, man, pop up on your phone, passing away, it just does something different to you. And, he left his mark. You know, he iconic man. You know, I think that's what everybody remembers. I love seeing great comments about great people, you know, and different avenues and different areas, right? People from all everywhere.
Right,
was
right.
Pouring out love and condolences to his family. So, yep. May he rest right now.
Yeah, and one of the greats of all time, there's no doubt about it. And again, Cliff Floyd's going to be in New Orleans this weekend for the Andre Dawson Classic. It puts the spotlight on the historically black colleges and universities and the baseball programs. Cliff and Scott Bruin call Saturday's Florida A&M Eastern Kentucky game live on MLB Network, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can visit MLB.com to learn more about MLB's diversity-focused youth programs. My good buddy, one of my favorite Mets of all time, no doubt about it. You know I loved you when you played for the team, no doubt
Love
about
you
it,
too,
Cliff.
Bro.
And it's no always doubt. A pleasure. Cliff, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Sounds good, bro.
All right, baby.
Talk to you.
Cliff Floyd.
Later. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.